stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's May 20th. And you guys are not used to hearing me by myself. And I'm not, actually. I'm joined in the studio by Anastasia. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
And let me get the music down here. I'm not used to the new intro yet. Well, it's actually not a new intro. It's an old intro. And you can see he's saying Studio City and then 9 to 11. That used to be in the past. But I need to make a new intro now, so.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Anastasia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So what's it like to have such a long name? I mean, do you have like a nickname that people call you, or is it always like five syllables?
Well, it's actually pretty funny because, so my name is Anastasia, and but that's the English way of pronouncing it. The right. Greek way is Anastasia.
Oh, okay.
And
that's a Greek name,
it's
right?
It's a Greek name, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm from Cyprus. Well, I'm half Cypriot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
So that's cool. My dad's from Cyprus and my mom's English. So, but they call me, my mom and dad call me Anasta.
Oh, okay.
And then when I was kind of like 15, I adopted the nickname of Naz.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Yeah.
You shortened it a little bit.
Yeah. Two, three. Yeah, it was pretty awful. And then it kind of went to Snazzy, Nazzy. And
oh, God.
So it was, yeah, tough time being 16-year-old and being called Naz.
Yeah. I'm sure people pronounce it 100 million ways, huh?
No, people can pronounce Anastasia pretty well. And actually, yeah, people can spell Anastasia because you just spell it like
the way it sounds, yeah. But I mean, I think people often use Anastasia, no? Like anesthesia.
Well, I mean, even my friends, uh-huh, even my friends, you've met my friend Vicky, and she still calls me Anastasia.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like some people still don't understand how to pronounce my name.
Yeah, because it's got different pronunciations to it, but it's a beautiful name,
oh,
you know.
Well, thank you.
Do you speak any Greek?
I do, a
really?
Little bit, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yes, ass to any Greek listeners out there.
I know, yasu.
Yeah, yes, ass, hello, yeah. Actually, I know a lot of swear words.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Those were like kind of the first words that me and my brothers first
I'm sure.
learned.
But you grew up speaking English at home?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. My mom's fluent in Greek, but
right,
we all English.
So how did your parents meet? Did they meet in Greece, in Cyprus, or
no,
in England?
No, my dad was in the army, because it's compulsory for, you know, the men in Greece, and Turkey to all go to the army between the ages of 18 to 21.
Right.
And obviously, it gets extended if you do anything wrong. So
really? If you do anything wrong?
If you do anything wrong, like sleeping on the job or anything wrong, it gets extended like 6 to 8 months.
Wow.
For every violation you do. So, but my dad got let out, I think a few months after 21, and there was riots and it was a big problem back in those days. And my dad came to England and the only job that he could find was in nursing. Psychiatric nursing.
Really?
Because of the strength. Like, right. They really needed big men in those times to
lift the people. Right.
Lift the people and also restrain the people because they were very violent and the laws were much different then. So you could really handle them.
Right.
And my mom wanted to be a nurse. She was almost a pro golfer. She was training to be a pro golfer. Mm. She was handicapped 4.
Yeah.
Lived on a golf course.
Is that pretty good?
Oh yeah, it's very good. Right. Yeah, you want to be zero. You want to be on scratch.
Right.
You want to be a zero. That's right. Like a pro golfer.
Uh-huh.
And she was handicap 4.
Okay.
So not far from. And especially for a woman, it's very good.
I guess, yeah. Not many women play golf, huh?
No.
Not as many as you'd think.
Yeah. I mean, maybe women who lunch probably try and play golf.
Really?
Especially in England. Yeah. But not over here.
Have you?
Since
your mom was
in it. All my brothers are big golfers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So it stays in the family, huh?
Yeah, we're all big, like, sports people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was a national champion swimmer.
Really?
Yeah, when I was 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Out here?
No, in England.
Oh, in England?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you're a good swimmer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I should be.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah. Everybody's a swimmer, but not everybody's good.
Yeah,
you know?
No, yeah, I was a big, big swimmer.
Wow. How many brothers do you have?
I have 4.
4 brothers?
Yeah.
Any sisters?
No.
Really?
No, my dad said he's going to keep going until he gets a daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're the youngest one?
No, I'm the second youngest.
Okay, so then there was another one.
That was a mistake.
Yeah.
No.
Aren't they all the youngest ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there like a big age difference between you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's 20.
Okay, so there wasn't that big a mistake there.
No.
I mean, yeah.
But his birthday is, like, his birthday's in September, and I have a feeling, if I calculate this correctly, that if your birthday's in September, it means that you must have been conceived around New Year's.
Yes.
So, you know what happens around New Year's.
Right.
A lot of drinking, and it's like a celebration. So, I'm going to go for, he was a slight mistake.
I see. Okay. For New Year's, right?
Yeah.
Well, I hope they've got new things to do on New Year's, or they're going to keep having kids.
Oh, gosh, no. My dad's nearly, he's in his 60s.
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
So.
That's pretty good. Are they still in England?
Yeah, they're still in England.
Okay, so you grew up there, right?
Uh-huh.
You were born in Cyprus. What age did you move to England?
Oh, no, I was born in England.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, but when I was younger, I semi-lived in Cyprus for half a year and then moved back to England. And then when I went to school, it kind of regulated more in England.
Yeah. So. Were your parents divorced? Is that why you moved back and forth? Or?
No,
they're
still together. They're still,
they just moved
happily
back and forth, huh?
Yeah, they did.
I see, okay. Well, it's amazing to hear they're still together.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Still together and still strong.
Yeah. So you grew up in England, and what part? In London?
No, Surrey. It's about 30 miles down south from London.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very nice area. Like, Michael Caine lives 5 minutes away from me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Michael Caine. I see him all the time sitting in his Rolls Royce getting driven.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite a good sighting.
I'm sure.
But I live in a place called Box Hill,
uh-huh.
which is, it's kind of like the past Olympics, the cycling race was actually held around Box Hill. Yeah, and it's this huge, huge hill. I don't know if anyone's been to Runyon or anything, but it's like the hard track of Runyon, but kind of all
very
straight.
Steep, huh?
And they had to go up and down that 7 times.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
I can't even go up it once.
I know. What the hell is that all about?
Yeah. So it's a very
small
nice
town or what?
No, I live in a village.
Oh, it's a village?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Surrey isn't. Surrey's the county.
Right.
But I live in a place called Mickleham, which is next to Box Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickleham is a very small, it's probably about 3 miles.
Mm.
And it's got a church, it's got a school, it's got a very famous pub called the Running Horses. And it has a very small village post office, and then it has this Box Hill, it's a big hill, and then it has a few houses.
Really? And that's it, huh?
That's it, yeah.
A little village, wow.
Yeah.
So you knew everybody pretty much, huh?
Not really. It's very different in England. We like to keep to ourselves.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't think that.
I thought
English were pretty friendly and stuff, no?
Well, not really.
No.
No, but we have such a big family that we like to keep to ourselves anyway. I mean,
yeah.
I know my next door neighbor, I would know if I saw them, but I don't know their last name.
Don't
names.
Talk to them.
God, no. No. That's why we have very big fences.
Yeah. So did you go to a small school there in the village? Or
no,
what?
I went to a very big school.
Really?
I went to a school called City London Freeman School, which actually there's 3 of them. three City of London Freemans. One of them is a mixed boarding school, the one I went to, so it's boys and girls, and it's also boarding. There's a girls City of London Freemans, and there's a boys City of London Freemans, which actually Daniel Radcliffe went to.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mr. Harry Potter.
Mr. Harry Potter himself.
Yeah.
Went there. But school was, I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was very naughty, and I always get...
Really?
Yeah.
So, but was it far? Did you have to take a bus or something?
Oh, no. Either my gran or granddad took me or picked me up, or if my mum could, my mum would take me.
Yeah. But it was kind of far, huh? I mean, it wasn't in the village?
No, it wasn't in the village. It was about 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. So it's not a big deal.
It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. And what was school like for you? Did you like it?
It was good. It was... I'm a very creative person, and I don't do well with rules, and my school was very strict.
So it's not creative, it's called defiance.
Yeah, I mean, I never like skipped out on school, I never did like drugs at school or anything bad like that. I was in like the headmaster's office more times than I could care for.
Really?
Just for like weird things like not having my hair in a ponytail.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? Everybody was supposed to, huh?
Yeah, you can wear makeup, you can wear earrings, you can have your nails painted. Like, and at that age, when you're kind of 15, 16, trying to fit in, trying to kind of like look at boys and get boys to notice you, and it's like just such a creative squash.
Yeah.
So I would always rebel.
Really?
Yeah. Always.
Now, was that something that came from home? I mean, did you have to? Were you defiant at home too, or was it just in school?
Well, my dad's strict when it comes to certain things. Boys, very strict.
Right.
But I think that's a Greek. I think that's a European thing, really. Yeah. Like, you know.
Protective of your daughters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I have four brothers who are also very protective.
Right.
But my mom's not strict at all. She was like, you know, if you want something in life, you go get it. You do it. You know, it doesn't matter. It's your life. You only have one. And if you want something badly, you'll either find a way to do it or it will just happen. And I didn't see why having my hair down or makeup on or anything like that was such a big deal. And I just decided to be a rebel.
Yeah.
I mean, every day I'd come home with no makeup because they'd make me wash it off. But still.
Were you like a tomboy growing up, or were
yeah,
you? Yeah.
Big
but
time.
Then you started playing around with the makeup and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was a big tomboy. I had, you know, at the time I had three brothers who were constantly, you know, playing with and stuff, and I was bossing around, and I was I started swimming when I was three.
Really?
Yeah, I did my first 25 meters when I was three without armbands, and I got a little award for it.
Wow.
Yeah, which was
cute. So you were a natural, huh?
I was a natural. All my brothers. Yeah, we all kind of are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were all kind of natural swimmers. And
so, you are into sports, huh? Golf, swimming.
Yeah.
What else do you guys like?
Well, my brothers have... My sister-in-law, my two sister-in-laws and my two brothers... Do LA marathons. My sister did the did like a run in Boston, and did triathlons and things like that. I mean, I'm trying to get there.
Really?
Fit-wise. Uh-huh. Yeah, I really want to try and do an LA marathon.
Wow.
But yeah.
Do you run a lot?
I try to. Mm-hmm. I try to. My boyfriend's a fitness instructor, and he's uber fit, and so
so you have to keep up, huh?
Well, he's kind of I mean, he's like something like 5% body fat.
Wow.
And I'm there saying I have 5% body fat maybe in my arm. So it's kind of I don't, you know, I feel not uncomfortable because he never make me feel uncomfortable, but it's like, well, when your boyfriend's that lean, I kind of want to get fitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, to get to that point, he must work out like all the friggin' time.
Every day.
All the time.
Yeah.
Every day, all day.
Yeah. Well, not all day.
It sounds like all day.
But like
to
every
me.
Day. What it is, it's his diet is impeccable.
Really?
Yeah. Impeccable. Like if he eats like one French fry, that's a cheat day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What a way to live, man.
I know.
Sounds boring to me.
I don't know.
You know?
It's
in
boring,
the name of being fit and everything, but it's not the only thing in life, you know? I mean, you want to. So, but I mean, I'm not going to judge people. I mean, that, you know, he's probably going to live longer than I do, but at the same time, you know, I don't know that I want to live that long, you know. I mean, I start reaching my 80s, you know, you can take me anytime at that point. You know?
Apart from the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Look at the Rolling Stones. They're 70 and they move like a 30-year-old.
I know.
Something's going on there.
Yeah, well, you know, once they, so they're in their 70s, huh?
Yeah.
They just had a concert out here.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you go to it?
I was very lucky enough. I pulled some strings, which was very good, and we got fantastic seats.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was it? Orange County or something?
No, LA, the Staples Center.
Oh, the Staples. Okay.
Yeah. And it was their first show, and honestly, even though I'm English, I was never a huge Rolling Stones fan.
Right.
Like a few of their hits.
Right.
Same but here, I was watching them, and I was like, oh my God, these fucking people are amazing. It was like their fashion was just too cool.
Really?
They're skinny. I mean, it's disgustingly skinny, which is like most girls are jealous of. You're kind of like looking at them going, eat a burger or something, because two of their
thighs. So they all look gaunt and everything, huh?
They did, but they looked phenomenal.
Really?
I mean, there was more wrinkles on, you know,
Keith what Richards do you expect? Face, yeah, you know.
I know, but they looked amazing.
Yeah.
And Gwen Stefani came on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Gwen Stefani came on. She sang Black Horses with them.
Oh, okay.
She was a great performer. And then apparently they went to Las Vegas and they did a show there. Mm-hmm. Apparently Katy Perry came on. So there's obviously some kind of theme coming on.
Yeah.
And I asked one of my friends who went there, and one of my friends works for Elton John's company. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of like Elton John's like right hand man.
Right.
And I asked him, I was like, so how did you think of the concert? Who came on? Was it Gwen Stefani? He was like, no, it was Katy Perry. And I was like, wow, I really like Katy Perry.
Yeah.
You know, what was she wearing? Was she good? And he went, nah, she was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, why? And he just went, pathetic.
Really?
That was his answer, was pathetic. I didn't think it was I don't think her vocals was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she's not great live. Who knows? You know,
no,
maybe just because she was with the Stones, you know, maybe it's different. Was she singing with them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It'd be a duo. Yeah. It was a duo. I mean, I think she's got a very specific recording voice, and I don't think it kind of goes with rock and roll.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she did her best, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I bet she looked pretty.
Yeah, yeah, she does look hot pretty much. But she sings well, too, you know. And she started with that song, I Kissed a Girl, right? That was her first hit.
And she's uber religious.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Serious? Very, very, very religious. She started off, I watched her documentary. If anyone out there does not like Katy Perry, you need to watch her documentary and you'll love her. Because she's got something about her, which is probably why she's so big now. She's got this kind of very homely warmth. I will smile for every single person and take pictures, you know, she just has a warmth about her.
Right.
And she's like this little crazy child in a 20-something-year-old's body.
Yeah.
And she's just beautiful and fun. And she started off very, very religious. I think she still is. Mm. And she started off writing like religious songs.
Really?
And sending them out to everyone. And and then suddenly this agent picked her up and she's just huge now.
Yeah.
But I remember in the documentary, she was like, I kissed a girl and I liked it. And she said to her mum, are you going to be okay if I sing this?
She's
like, well, it's not my favorite song, but you know. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know if she experienced it at all and stuff, but I mean, obviously. she knew that she found the right topic for a song, you know, people, because it's like, you know, it's getting more and more mainstream now where women and women get together and things like that, you know, it's like,
especially
you don't have
LA.
To be a lesbian, to do it, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do, you know?
I know.
So,
women.
Yeah.
I love you, but still.
Yeah. So, so there was a little incident I wanted to talk about over the weekend. You're not on Facebook, are you?
No.
How can you not be on Facebook? I mean, everybody and their father is on Facebook stuff, you know?
I was a model when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I got a little bit stalked.
Really?
Yeah.
But what if you do like a private page? You know, not everybody has to see it, but you can still have friends.
I know, but like I just heard some awful stories about it. Like
really?
The government uses the information and, you know, and it, when you put something on the internet, it stays on the internet.
That's true.
And it's like, I don't know, I think it's a bit invasive, and but that's just me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm on Instagram.
Right.
Just because I think it's harmless fun, and, you know, I can, I like it, and...
That's
like
just posting pictures and stuff,
pictures,
right?
Posting pictures, yeah.
Right, yeah.
But
as far as communication, community, things like that, you know, I mean, it's like, I don't know, I couldn't live without Facebook. It's funny because on the on TV they were describing it, they were talking about it, and they said that it's... Facebook is like a utility company. It's like you need it. People feel that they need it, you know?
And it's a shame.
Well, not really. You know why? Because it lets you communicate with the whole world, you know? Mm. I don't think it's a shame at all. I think it's an opportunity that opened up to people. Now, you don't want to use this instead of socializing with people, but what about the people that don't live in your town, you know, and you want to keep in touch with them? People know what's going on and everything, but... You know, what can I tell you?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I completely agree. Like, it's a really nice way to stay in touch with people.
Mm.
But when people are communicating just via Facebook, it becomes a shame because it's like, well, you know, like, some people don't even remember my birthday anymore because it's not on Facebook.
Right.
And I'm like, well, Jesus Christ, you're probably not even a good friend anyway if you can't remember my... And their excuse is, oh, well, you're not on Facebook anymore, so we can't remember. And it's like, well... That's a shame.
Yeah.
You know? And like, I mean...
You don't do Twitter either?
I think I have one somewhere.
Yeah, but you don't use it.
But I don't use it.
Yeah.
No.
So, but do you keep in touch with people in other ways,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I use the phone very regularly. I like, you know, I'm a very, you know, expressive person. And so...
Yeah, so you like to talk on the phone.
Yeah. And or emails or Skype.
Yeah.
Skype is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because it's free.
Skype is really good, yeah.
That's
true.
Skype's one of the most, like, innovative things I've seen for a long time.
Yeah.
Because it's free.
But you need time in order to talk and stuff, you know. Facebook is just like you write something, you move on, you know. But, I mean, no, they've both got their place, you know. I mean, I love Skype.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, so I started talking about Facebook. So I posted this yesterday because, or the day before. What happened was my son, he's 19 years old.
Mm.
Went to a party on Friday night.
Mm.
And I guess they were having fun and everything. And then the party was winding down. There was a guy that ran the party and there was another girl and my son. So it was like three kids left there. And, well, they're not kids anymore. But and then there were like five guys sitting there that nobody knew who knew them, why they were there or anything, right?
Yeah.
So my son just walks up and, you know, after the people that ran the party asked him to leave, they wouldn't leave. So my son walks up to him. Now, that's his version. I don't know how it occurred, but I know my son.
Mm.
He's not provocative at all. You know, he'll walk away from a fight.
Yeah.
That's how I taught him. I'm the same way. You know, I don't like to fight. So he just walked up to them and he said, you know, come on, dudes. You know, I mean, the thing is they're asking us to leave and stuff. It's time to leave. Before he knew it, one guy puts out a cigarette on his face, and
what?
Another guy punches him in the nose, breaking his nose. Right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So he was bleeding all over the place, as you can imagine. You know, I would imagine he would be in shock or something for even a little bit.
Mm.
I would have been, because you don't expect it, you know?
No.
It's like, and suddenly, just like, bam, you know? It's like, I mean, I was hit in the face once when I was very young. And I remember what it was like. It's not a pleasant feeling. You don't forget it, you know.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So you know, he gets home like at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, goes to emergency and everything. And his nose looks awful now. And they don't know if it's broken or not yet. But he's gonna go to another doctor and see what goes on. But that's ridiculous, you know. I mean, I just can't believe that things like this happen.
Yeah.
But they happen all the time, from what I understand, you know? It's just so, now the question is, you know, so I posted it on Facebook. I got like a lot of responses, encouraging ones and things like that. But, you know, I'm still debating like what to do, you know? I mean, look, if you go in and you exact revenge on them, you're going to end up in jail. And to me, that's not worth it.
No.
You know?
No.
Some people are saying, well, you can send someone to them and they'll break their legs or something, and nobody will know it was you.
What? No. You
know? But I'm not doing that either.
No.
You know, I mean, I'm just not, I'm not a violent person, you know.
I
mean, I feel like doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you want to kill them.
Of course.
Because it's your child, you know, they violated you, they violated your child. You know, you just want to really, really get at them.
Yeah.
But then when you think of the consequences, you're thinking, you know, man, it could have been worse. It could have been a blade, you know. It could have been a gun.
Exactly, it could have been a gun, a bat. I just think it's, I don't think you can fight violence with violence.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, I think, you know, you need to.
But what are you going to do? I mean,
it's difficult.
The thing is, if there wasn't a law, I would go after them.
Of course.
But there's, you know, so that's what I'm saying. So revenge, I think, is important sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I think so.
But then it doesn't teach your son anything. It doesn't teach the other boys out there that this is going to happen to. It doesn't teach anything because you're just, you're just retaliating again with violence.
Right.
It's like, I mean, if you look at these boys, something's gone wrong with their upbringing. So, or they're on drugs or something.
Yeah.
Or they're alcohol influence. Something has gone wrong. And it's a shame for them because it's like, it's such a low life thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, there was this big thing, I mean, this is shocking when I saw it. It's on YouTube. The parents actually wanted to, it's actually on Facebook as well, they actually wanted to upload the CCTV footage of their son being stabbed to death.
Wow.
And it's in England, and you see, it's either three or four boys walking down kind of like an alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
And in England, there's kind of CCTV everywhere, especially around the hot spots of, like, clubs.
Right.
And
like cameras and
like
stuff
cameras.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, security cameras.
Security cameras.
Right.
And these four boys were walking down, and these two boys were just kind of sitting on the road, just waiting for their one of their the boys' sisters to come pick them up. Come pick them up. Then you see, they did nothing. They sat there.
Mm.
These boys came up to them and stabbed, like, one of them, like, three times in the lung.
Wow.
And he just bled everywhere. The other guy tried to help him, and one of the other guys just went and punched him and, like, stabbed him in the rib. But, one of them lived and the other one died. And the sister then pulled up and saw her brother lying there, dying.
Wow.
And it's just so unprovoked.
Yeah.
Just like your son's.
Yeah.
It was so unprovoked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what is going through these kids' minds?
Yeah.
Like, how can they just decide to do this?
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. I don't think it's something that they did for the first time. I'm sure that's what they do.
Mm.
They just hit people. And when they don't get their way or when someone crosses them
something. There was nothing. It was so unprovoked, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know. In that case, you're right. They didn't do anything, you know.
Mm.
And remember the movie Clockwork Orange?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic
film. That's England with, you know, nonsensical violence and shit, you know.
Yeah.
And man, that film is dark. You know.
It's very creepy.
Yeah.
Very, very creepy. I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, but it didn't give England a very good reputation, that's for sure. My God.
I mean, I don't think that's how it's portrayed. Like, I don't think the movie really kind of portrays England.
That's true, but maybe at that time it was like that.
Yeah.
Who knows, you know?
Maybe. Giant dildos.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's giant dildos in Clockwork Orange, if anyone doesn't know. And actually, someone gets killed by a giant dildo. When I say giant dildo, it's probably
that's
about
true.
4 foot.
Yeah, it's not really a dildo. It's just a huge penis.
Yeah.
An object of art or something.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not. It was an art collector, and she got beat by her own penis.
Right.
But,
I know.
Yeah,
and then they had the rape scene, which was hard to watch. You know.
That was difficult.
But the violence against the old man, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
It's just like. Unbelievable what people can do to each other.
Yeah.
You know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's so sad. I really hope your son gets better.
Yeah. Well, he will. I mean, he's laughing it off, you know.
Yeah.
I want to go to the police. He doesn't want to. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Well, because it was a party. We were drinking and shit, you know, and the parents didn't know that there was a party there.
There's a few little elements.
Do you think that the parents are stupid? Because apparently these guys, when they left the house, they threw bottles and broke windows. From outside.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can imagine, I would have been scared.
Yeah, they just sound stupid.
Yeah.
They sound
bored. But you know what? Someone brought up a great idea. Pepper spray. That's what you got to carry with you. Not a gun, not a knife.
Yeah.
Just carry. He would have had all five of them rolling on the floor.
Yeah, of course he would. And right? him, probably, too.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen those shows? Like, I'm obsessed with the Lock Up, you know, Locked Up Abroad, all Cops. Cops on camera,
right.
all those kind of shows, and they go through like actually themselves. They have to pepper spray themselves.
Oh, really?
Just so they can, because if like when the pepper spray does go off, they get affected too, and so they train so they get the pepper spray, and they have to like run around this kind of like block, and they have to they have to do it kind of well in order to pass, and they get tasered.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And literally, they're in tears, and four grown men, kind of like in tears, like crouching and unable to do anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, pepper spray is like a genius
it's
idea.
It's an amazing idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna start carrying one.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Anyone comes near me, I'm like, shh.
Yeah.
Does anyone though?
No, but it's a great solution, I think, for something like
that. Yeah, it's hard. It's like it's very useful right then and there.
Right.
But it doesn't have any long-term effects.
Yeah. So well, it's enough for you just to get away, you know? That's all you need.
Yeah. Kick him and run.
Yeah, exactly.
Spray, kick,
kick
run.
The shit of him. Wow. I know. Well, I'm going to get him to carry that from now on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these kids, you don't know what shit they get into, you know?
I know.
I don't know what went on there. Maybe he provoked them. I don't know, but I can't imagine that he did.
Mm.
He's a very good kid, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I know my kid. I know my son. He's not like that. And I would think, guys like that don't need a lot to be provoked, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like you look at them the wrong way. And
I mean, also, do you know what? Like, talking about revenge and things, it's like, well, you've just got to look at these kids and go, there's four of them. There's no one else in the house apart from your son and his two friends. They're all guys. What were they still there for?
I don't know.
Like, you know, do you know what I mean? It's like there was something going on.
No, there was a girl there, and they hit her too, by the way. They hit her too.
Oh, my God.
A couple of punches.
Disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
They hit her too.
So, yeah. So it's like five guys against these, like, three good kids, you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm guessing she tried to, like, intervene.
She was in the way, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she tried to intervene or something, and then they punched her, and then...
That's
my
disgusting.
Son, you know?
Like it's gross. Us women, like, when there is a fight, if there was a fight ever against my brothers or my partner or my friends, as a woman, I would feel empowered to stop it because I would trust that a man wouldn't hit me.
Right.
Because it's just a thing that men, if
you're
called
you don't
a man,
do that.
You shouldn't do that.
Right.
So that's why I would always feel like, okay, I can try and help it.
Right.
And this is probably what the girl did. And she got hit.
Yeah.
It's so low life.
It really is, you know? I mean,
it's
a bunch of cowards and shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I still want to file a police report. I think I'm going to contact the parents there of that house and see what we can do. Because I can't see them just getting away with this, you know? I mean, it's like bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I remember I was 14, 15. I went to a school dance and... it was really crowded, you know, everybody was dancing and bumping into each other and stuff. So suddenly I hear like a tap on my shoulder. I turn around and bam, someone punched me right in the face.
Oh, my God.
It felt like an explosion, right?
Yeah.
I, too, started bleeding and everything. And I must have stepped on them while we were dancing or something. I don't know what the hell that was. But, man, I figured out who it was. And I had a bunch of friends, you know. I mean, when you're 14, 15, man, you got your friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know people.
Yeah.
And we took care of them.
Yeah.
We took care of them.
Well, boys will be boys.
Yeah, you
I'm
know.
Guessing.
Yeah, it's different, you know.
Yeah.
It was different times, too, and stuff. But, it's like you just, you know, you have that urge to get back at them, you know.
I mean, men are very, like, obviously men and women are so different, but like my brother, he was at a school dance as well. He was, I think he was probably about 21 though. It was like a reunion.
Mm.
And he was dancing with this girl who he's known for so long. And suddenly he had a beer bottle smashed around his face.
Wow.
Yeah, by this girl's partner.
Oh, really? Yeah, and he got jealous and he hit him in the face with a bottle?
He's got a huge car. Like, honestly, it was disgusting. Oh, wow. He looked like a big, like, crime scene.
Wow.
He was, like, blood everywhere. It was disgusting. And it was just, like, he laughed it off.
Yeah.
Because he was just, like, well, so pathetic that he was so insecure that he had to do that.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, like, I don't think he was, like, grinding on her or anything, but, like, it... I mean, I've seen the girl, and she's not the best looking. So it's kind of like he was just kind of, you know, dancing with her. And he just got a bottle, and he smashed it around his face.
Wow.
And I was like, that's pathetic.
Yeah. The guy probably didn't even know she had a boyfriend or something, you know, just dancing with her.
Exactly. And it's silly. Very, wow. Very silly.
Wow. I don't know, man. People do crazy shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, let's see. Now, on Friday, I went to a show called Pieces of Ass.
Oh.
And yeah.
Trust you to go there, Sam.
Yeah. Well, we actually had a couple of guests, a couple actresses from the show.
Oh.
So I was invited, which was nice. And I went there. And the show is about, you know, every woman. It's all hot women. And every woman comes out and she has her own routine or something, you know, story about her life.
Yeah.
What's it like being a hot chick and all that stuff, you know.
Okay.
So so I went and it was pretty fun, you know. But what occurred to me is, you know, I don't go a lot to clubs and shit like that. And so I'm going in and I'm dying for a drink, right? Fucking line for the bar is like, you know, all around the fucking club.
Yeah.
And there's one bartender for the whole place.
Yep.
And the bar is all the way in the back too. So you have to like push people and make your way through to get to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to the bar and people push in front of you and then suddenly you're at the end of the line. You know,
yeah.
So.
There's one person waiting in line and then suddenly 17 people come and join that one person.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we're all friends. Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah, you know, and they start figuring out the money and the drinks and each drink is different. And oh, my God, man. I was just like getting so irritated. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I mean, what's the point? You know, yes, they're saving some money and having only one employee, but I'm never going back there.
No.
I'm never going to go back there.
No.
You know, it's bullshit. So, you know, you go out. But then again, like I said, I don't know the club scene. Maybe it's like that everywhere.
It's not that bad.
No?
I mean, most club scenes, especially in Hollywood, they have bottle service.
Right.
So, and you always go with like a club promoter.
Right.
So you rarely even buy your own drinks anymore.
Right.
So go there.
Yeah. I know. And I got there late, so there wasn't really a place to sit. Well, not late, but, you know, I mean, I didn't get there like 2 hours in advance, so there was no place to sit. So a lot of people were standing. And... but it was fun, you know. I mean, I watched a couple of the girls, and it was at 11. It started at 11, actually.
Oh, quite late.
Yeah. But it was fun, and I don't go out that much, so that was cool, you know. It was
you
in Hollywood.
You went to see their show, and you didn't even see my show. So
well, I'm planning to see
it's
your
finished.
Show, too. It is?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Finished last Saturday. Saturday, just gone.
I'm sorry. I thought it was going to go on for a while.
It's been on for like 2.5 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was packed, and it was great, and
and
because
I definitely planned on going. I just didn't know when, and I thought, well, you know, after I see her on Monday, I'll ask her when I can, you know.
Yeah.
You. So.
But it's like it's the last time I'm gonna show my booty on stage.
Oh my God, man.
But it was a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm putting on my own show soon.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll
in
be
August.
Nice. Wow.
So,
how do you organize something like that?
You know me.
I don't know you.
you've seen me, 4 weeks in a row now? 3 weeks in a row.
That's true, yeah.
And so, I mean, me doing my producing one of the shows here.
Right.
It's easy. You just have to be organized and not be scared to ask for things.
That's true.
You know, you know, I'm the producer of Andy Steinhauser's talk show.
Right.
That happens every Tuesday night at 7:30.
At 8?
Well, at 8. Well, I have to be there at 7. Sorry, yeah. At 7:30, I have to be there at 7:30. At 8. And everyone that we've got is successful.
Mm.
Or, you know, has a lot of followings. Or, you know, we have a world champion coming. And
nice.
You just have to ask.
Yes.
You just, you know, there's going to be 20 people, you know, if you ask 20 people to fill one slot, Mm-hmm. At least five of them are going to say yes.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity. It's a great radio show. So
no,
you know.
Yeah. People love to get on the radio, for sure. You
exactly.
Know? And but you plan to do like a play or something?
Yeah, a play.
A play.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, yeah. Do you have a director? Are you the director?
I do have a director. Yeah. She's actually...
Vanessa?
No. She's the lady that I have is called. She's her name's Valerie Hubbard. Mm. She's probably one of the most interesting characters you'll ever see in your entire life. Mm. She's actually being interviewed here on Tuesday, tomorrow night. She's been in the business since she was three. She's directed on Broadway. She's been in Broadway. She's done films. How much she's done? She was in Hannah Montana, Resident Evil. Uh-huh. She's a very, you know, very very decent. Industry kind of person.
Right.
And she hopefully is going to direct it.
Oh, that'll
be
nice.
I have to wave a few dollar signs in front of her face, I think, first.
Yeah, well, duh.
Yeah.
And who's writing it?
No, it's actually, I think we're actually going to do an actual play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A natural play?
An actual. So.
Oh, an actual play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we might do either Spiked Heels or Savage in Limbo.
Oh, okay.
Which are two.
I don't know what those are, but okay.
They're funny.
We'll have to come and see
that. Yeah, you have to come see it.
Yeah. So you described you were totally new to the show, right?
Totally nude.
Wow.
Nudo.
And you didn't have a problem with that?
No.
Are you like free with your body and everything?
Do you know what? It's just strange because I'm not. Like, you would never see me topless, like being topless on a beach or anything like that. I believe that. For me personally, I just wouldn't want to make any families or children feel uncomfortable. That is just me. I just wouldn't want to. But in the play, I thought, well, there's not going to be children coming. And I feel like my character, I'm a goddess in the play. I was a goddess in the play. And my character would do that. She would. I was basically, the play opens with me sitting in a bed sheet. And I'm getting rubbed with like oils and lotions by my two minion boys who I love dearly, Frank and Tim. I love them with all my little heart. And they're rubbing me down and things like that. And then suddenly I give a speech and then I walk off and I go, ah, I don't need the sheet anymore. And I drop it.
Oh, wow.
So, and actually a few people, when that does happen, they go,
they gasp.
Yeah. And then when I come out, and you have to basically after the show, you have to come out and say, right. Oh, thanks for coming. And, you know, if anyone wants to give you flowers or anything, they can. Uh-huh. And I go out there just, you know, being me. And then I actually think, they've seen my bum.
Yeah.
That is strange. Not that many people have, but everyone in this room has.
Wow. But people also take pictures. I mean, there might be some pictures of you.
I don't think so. No. I'd see the flash and I would have gone, security.
Not necessarily flash, you know. I mean, you don't need flash.
Wow.
But yeah, but who cares? I mean, I'm sure you're proud of your body and everything if you're willing to do that and all that. So that's not a problem.
Cool. I'd do it again very, very muchly. So.
Would you do it in a film too?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
If it was needed. I think nudity happens every day.
Right.
Every hour of every day, every second of every day, someone's naked.
Right.
it's our skin. It's our first layer of clothing.
Right.
Why
right.
not? If it's needed. And I'm getting out, you know, if there's a scene coming out of the shower, I'm not going to be fully clothed.
Right. Yeah. And besides, you know, many people equate nudity with sex, but
they
it's
do,
not the
yeah.
same, you know?
No.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that are just, they're in the nude, they don't think about sex, you know?
No, exactly.
And so it's a whole different thing. It's just that it so happens that you have sex when you take your clothes off.
Yeah, you don't even have to be fully naked to have sex.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, people, let's get in the real world.
Just move the panties over to the side.
I that was definitely not my comment.
No, it was my comment. Well, you know, you begged for it.
But, anyway.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, I mean, nudity is just, can be beautiful, can be awful, you know, depends who is nude.
Oh, yeah, well.
But,
no comment on that.
That's why, you know, some people go, oh, I'd love to go to a nude beach, but they don't realize a lot of people just are not models, you know, at the nude beach, you know. They're just like, you may not want to see them.
Exactly. Nudist beaches, by the way, are bizarre.
Are they?
Because you've hit the nail on the head. It's like the men out there, or the women out there, that think they're going to go to a nude beach, a French nudist beach or whatever, and suddenly see all these goddesses and gods walking towards them, you're horrifically wrong.
Yeah.
You you have kind of people that are 300 pounds walking towards you.
Yeah.
With everything hanging loose, and it's not a pretty sight.
No.
You feel like you want to cover up.
Yeah.
You know?
You see, that's the thing. And most of them are not about sex. It's about nudity,
no,
you know?
Exactly.
It's like, you know, you see them, they're not necessarily aroused or turned on or anything. It's like, you know, they sit around, eat breakfast together.
Yeah. Read the newspaper.
Yeah.
Drink their coffee and have their morning cigarette. I mean, it's all... That's the thing. It's like, I mean, you know, you're in the shower and you don't think about sex. You're thinking about your day.
Right.
Or, you know, if you're a woman, you have to think of the 100 things you have to do.
Right.
Or what you're going to wear, or all of this kind of stuff, or what your children are going to do, or how annoyed you are at your husband or your partner. Or you don't think about sex. And it's just like, you know, when people do see nudity, they do automatically think of sex, and that's their own perverted mind.
Is that what it is?
So, case clear, like case over.
Yeah. So if you went to a show and the guy was nude, it wouldn't necessarily turn you on or anything.
No, it shocked me. I'd probably get embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my god.
Really, there are things that actually can embarrass you, huh?
Well, I wouldn't let it. I don't blush.
No.
So. I wouldn't necessarily be embarrassed. But if I was with my boyfriend, I would be like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't be seeing that. But if I was with my girlfriend, I would be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
So it's a different response,
yes,
you say.
This is exactly the same. If you were with your spouse, there's no way you'd be like, woo, unless you're in a strip club and that was the intended purpose.
Yeah.
But I would act very different, yes.
Awesome. Now, the last few minutes, you said you wanted to talk about the book you're reading. I love books.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about it, go ahead.
Well,
what are you reading now?
I'm reading The New Inferno by Dan Brown.
Oh.
And
wow. You see, that's the next on my list. I'm just reading
phenomenal.
A book right now. But
what book are you reading?
I'm reading, God, I forgot the name of it.
Oh,
I mean, because it's the name of a person, and I always forget what it's like. But it's written by Sidney Poitier.
Oh, okay.
Remember him?
Yeah.
And he wrote a novel, and it's really good. It's sort of like mysterious and a thriller, you know?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so it's really good. I'll tell you the name. I mean, all you have to do is go to Amazon, look up his name, and you'll find it. But so is The Inferno good? Dan Brown is the one that wrote The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons.
Yeah.
And
I've read all of his books.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from one, I enjoyed thoroughly.
Really?
I actually have read them a few times. Mm-hmm. And The Inferno is, with Robert Langdon.
Mm-hmm.
So the same with, you know, it's Tom Hanks in the films, if you haven't read it. But it doesn't go in order. So you don't have to read The Da Vinci Code to read Inferno.
They each stand on its own.
They each stand on their own. They're each about Robert Langdon. And I've read probably maybe 200 pages in the last day.
Really?
Because it's that
good. That's a lot.
It's phenomenal.
Wow.
Honestly, I'm reading it and I'm going, do you know what? As a writer myself, how is there another three more hundred pages?
Yeah.
Like, he's already crammed in so much excitement, so much, like, historical facts.
Right.
He's crammed in so much. They've already escaped from, like, three places. It's like, oh, my God, the book is so good.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I've waited for it a long time, but
then
I started a book before that one came out, so I have to finish it.
You have to finish it, yeah.
And plus, you know, so I usually read, like, 3-4 books at the same time in magazines and stuff, but so I don't finish them quickly, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just can't wait for another book to come out.
I know.
So I'm reading the book on Amanda Knox.
Oh.
You know who she is?
I know who she is.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've read about 2 books on her trial and on the whole thing, but now it's her book. So she describes her time in jail and everything like that, and it's just fascinating to me, you know, to be accused like that and the whole world is against you, you know. It's a pretty bad place to be.
Do you think she did it?
No.
You don't?
No, based on all the facts I've seen, I don't think she did it at all. No. You see, there was one guy that was arrested for the murder.
Mm.
So she was like, she's blamed as an accomplice or something, but I don't think she was even there. She didn't have a motive. I mean, well, why would she kill her? You know, why would she kill her roommate?
Mm.
But the other guy did, you know. I mean, he wanted to have sex with her.
Yeah.
You know, she probably said no, whatever. And it was a very brutal murder, although you can't put it, you know, past her because we just saw that Jodi Arias was convicted of a very brutal murder.
Mm.
So who knows? Anyway, folks, we got to run. Anastasia, thank you so much for joining
me.
You were definitely a lot of fun.
Thank you. Happy Monday, everyone.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.